You had so much to say about this one Instagram post that I made, probably my most popular Instagram post I've made in quite some time, was the idea of being lost. Did you see this post? I was talking about feeling like kind of lost. Well, we got to bring that up with Leah today. What does it mean when periods of your life when you're feeling lost? And honestly, the advice that she gives me, oof. You're going to remember this episode for sure. Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Hello. Welcome back to a Monday edition of Certified Mama's Boy. It feels a little Monday-y. Brain's feeling a little Monday. Today is the 9th of January. Very happy to have you here. This is a podcast based in three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Okay, if you had to choose one unflattering word to describe me, what is that word that you would choose? Okay, it's a not flattering term that you would choose to describe me. And I'll explain to you why this even came up in the first place, is that my boss had a talk with me last week, and he said, be careful because I'm afraid that you're coming off as blank. And I was like, I wonder, I'm going to talk to the podcast fam about this, because I want to see if this term, like, what's the first word that you would think of? Because I want to see without prompt. If this is a concern, because y'all, if anyone's going to tell me the truth, it's going to be y'all. Okay, there's nobody else going to be more honest than this fam. Trust me, I know that. Come on, what do you think? What was the word? You're coming off as blank. Coming off as blank. What do you think that word might be?
Maybe arrogant.
Okay, and why would you choose arrogant?
Well, I don't think you're arrogant, but I'm trying to think of you on the. I'm thinking of you on the radio.
Okay.
You know how sometimes when, you know, you're talking, you come off as a little bit of a...
yeah.
I know better than you do.
Okay. Arrogant. Kind of thing. Arrogant. Yeah.
That's
a good choice.
That's the only thing I can think of.
The word that he described me as is unrelatable.
No.
Unrelatable, which I would honestly seem worse. That seems worse to me than than going than being an arrogant person. Unrelatable. Says I'm unrelatable
to whom? Your audience?
Okay. So here's the reason, and this is why we'll discuss, is because obviously you guys know this week I'm taking my second, you know, first vacation, you know, of the year, my second break in less than a month.
Which is your company policy.
Which is my company policy. Mm-hmm. But he has suggested that for the radio show, I don't talk about me going on vacation, because he says I take so much vacation. This is obviously an ongoing theme now with this group. I take so much vacation that it's going to be unrelatable. And the people are going to start thinking that I'm just like some, oh, I can just go on vacation all the time. I just go on vacation all the time, which is kind of true. But like, that's like the only way I spend my money is to go on vacation. You know what I mean? That and grocery delivery. Yes. That's all. It's a little bit all I spend my money on.
Yes.
What do you think, Ma? How do you feel about that? Unrelatable. Unrelatable. Because I had a pretty quiet weekend. So I had some time to think about my life and just me and these four walls. But then I was thinking, I was like, God, I don't know that my life really is that relatable to anybody. Like, I'm a 40-year-old man with no kids. You know, I'm kind of a weirdo. My life still revolves around the latest Nintendo game release dates. I mean, I do travel more than most people. I don't really eat regular food. I don't enjoy the normal hobby. Am I an unrelatable person? That kind of freaked me out a little bit.
You know, I mean, you've got to know your audience. I mean, your audience is what, 18 to 35?
No. 25 to 54.
Oh, 25 to 54.
Yes.
And I would assume that most of them are married and have children.
Yeah.
And eat an all-American diet.
Yeah.
And have, you know, careers that are probably 9 to 5.
Yes.
And have pretty predictable lifestyles. So yeah, you're right. That's not you. That's not who you are.
Oh, yeah, it makes me kind of made me a little paranoid a little bit for just about like, because I've noticed that on the radio show in the, for the last couple of years, right? Is like, there's a lot of things I just don't talk about because it just doesn't relate to anybody, you know?
Right. I'm
like,
right.
Oh, here's an article about veganism. Like, no one's going to, but like, I don't want to seem like I'm unrelatable. Like, oh my God, that just seems.
Well,
nobody wants to be anything worse than, I'd rather be arrogant than unrelatable. My God.
Yeah, I mean.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is that you're hired to entertain people that are different than you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, most of the stuff that you do is not coming from you necessarily. Yeah. You know? I mean, right. You're a performer. You're performing and adapting to their lives.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I talk about like kids. And I talk about, I'm just trying to talk about everything you know.
Yeah. Dad jokes and kid jokes and all that. That's not who you
look at mom. This is why I knew I had to bring up to my mom. And anybody would defend it would be my mom. So
well, I mean, that's Kramer.
Yeah.
That's who Kramer is.
Yeah.
That's not who Stephen Yancey is.
Sure.
But you're hired to be Kramer. Which
that's
I think it's a hard thing. I think that's part of your struggle, honestly. Is
go
that,
on.
That
you sounds like can, a therapy session now.
Well, well, you can edit any of this out. I know that. So I'll just speak freely, and then tomorrow when I listen
this
back,
it's not
there. This
actually will never be heard by anybody.
I'll go, oh, well, he didn't like that.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
But then I always say, oh, it's his show, not mine. To sort of my point, you are paid to entertain and to be a radio personality that is really not truly who you are.
True.
And I would say that's true of probably most people in radio or an actor. An actor is portraying a character. You're
sure.
Not necessarily portraying another character, but you are hired to entertain people in a certain demographic that lead a certain lifestyle, that like certain kinds of music, and do certain kinds of things.
Sure.
And so you have to adapt to them to make your show interesting and relevant to them.
And then y'all come over here and I'm like, okay, let's talk about all this hypochondriac shit for a while.
Well, I mean, you are.
I need to get out of my human skin for a second. Hang on. Like rip off my mask.
I mean, don't you think
that's
hard?
I can be my alien self.
I think that's hard.
Yeah. Well, it's not. I mean, here's how I've always based the radio shows. It's like, it's really outward focused anyway. You know, like
yes.
Everything we talk about is kind of focused on what's happening with the listener anyway, you know?
Yes.
And so it's not a huge deal, but it just,
it's not
the more I thought about it, I was like, God, I don't really know that I may not be the best choice for like relatability when it comes to this job anymore, you know?
But that doesn't, in my opinion, that doesn't make you a bad talk show host.
Well, the ratings would say it would prove the same.
Yeah. So.
But just I've never been called unrelatable before. So I was like, wow, I was a punch in the gut. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to make a couple of agreements with each other. Is starting when I get back from this trip, I need to be more, like put my human skin back on more often, and not for relatability reasons, for different reasons. I have been absolutely psycho over this weekend about not getting sick. I have been so psycho about not getting sick. I literally have like shoved myself into my condo for the last 3 days. I did have to go to the grocery store where I put a mask on because I was just like, I just cannot and will not get sick right before this trip. I won't do it. There's just no way. I can't do it. I'm not going down this way. I'm not going to waste a vacation because I had to go pick up some Beyond Meat over at the Giant grocery store. That's the brand. It's called Giant. If you're not from Maryland, it's called Giant. No. So I'm not going to the Giant. Okay. And like, that's what's going to take me down my trip. It's not happening. And like literally all weekend, I've been super psyched. I'm like, you know what? When I get back, I got to stop being so psycho about this. And like, if I get sick, I get sick. And like, that's just, it is what it is. But like post pandemic, I don't think I've rebounded quite yet to not be fearful of getting sick. Remember how we like feared it for so long?
And some of you are
fine with it. But I think if you had, if you have hypochondria, right? You're already kind of worried about getting sick in the first place. Like it's just, it just made it so much worse. It literally just made it so much worse. And I, I cannot handle the idea, especially right now, if like people are breathing on me, like it's getting really, really bad. So, I told myself, like, listen, we get back human skin on for a while. Okay. Normal person. If you get sick, you get sick, but you got to just like go out and live
your life.
Describe
a normal person.
I don't 99% know of people listening to this podcast don't think about the idea of getting sick anymore. And I know that because I see it when I go out. Like, so I went to the Giant. Okay. That, here's my relatable topic. You've never been to the grocery store before? How about that old grocery store, right? Am I right? Oh, man. What a doozy going to the grocery store. I'll talk about that tomorrow on the radio show. One person had a mask on. Probably 50 people in this room, one person had a mask on. Because I was just genuinely curious. I'm like, you know, because I noticed like on the planes, and on planes about 30% of people have masks on. But I'm like, I wonder like how much in reality, just walking around the earth, being a normal human, people are still wearing masks. And it's like, literally. So I was like, I'm going to check it in the Giant. Literally, it's one person. One out of 50. I'm like, you know what? Like, this is it. This is, I'm like getting to a point where it's beyond crazy. And when we get back, like, I don't think, honestly, is anybody wearing a mask in public anymore?
Well, listen to this podcast. Sure am.
If you are, do you still wear it in public when you go out?
Yes, I do. Now that Jim's having chemotherapy. Oh, yeah. Wear it everywhere.
Take out chemotherapy, though, before that.
Yeah. No.
Were you wearing it to like the grocery store and stuff? No.
No.
Relatable topic. Grocery stores. We all do that. Am I right?
Not the same way you do it.
No, typically I would. I think I'm so fearful of ruining a trip over a stupid cold or a stupid COVID or stupid whatever. So that's it. We have to make a commitment. When I get back, we got to like chill. We got to like just chill and get it over with. And if we get sick, we get sick. It's not a big deal. Probably not going to die.
Well, your situation with COVID was quite traumatic. I mean, it ruined our Christmas last year, right?
Yeah.
You had to change flights. And you had
that
to,
did.
Know,
that was.
You had to miss work. I mean,
tricky.
That, you know, that was hard. You had to record from home. And, you know, that was really, that was traumatic.
Yeah.
So I think based on whatever your experience has been is how you deal with it now. And, you know, now you're, this trip, all these trips are important to you because you live alone.
Right.
And
that's
when you
true.
Go on a trip, you're connecting with people.
That's true.
You know, and you're changing your environment, which you know is hard for you. I mean, that the cold, you know that it messes with your depression. You know how important it is to go to a sunny place and, you know, have some nature therapy. I mean, that's really of high importance and high
value
true. To you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I don't want to do is
to be sick or to miss it. You're right. So I do hold these trips at a high regard, and I would be very disappointed, you know, but even like last year, think about it. I mean, I took obviously 7.5 weeks of vacation, but I didn't get as crazy, but I also feel like, I think it is like this post holiday trying not to, you know, feeling like last year when I had to like change my plans and come back and just kind of living a little PTSD from
and then what we went through even this Christmas around mask, around, you know, knowing that we all had to protect Jim, we needed to protect you, you know, so what limits were there, and we know that caused all kinds of turmoil and craziness. So yeah, I mean, I don't think most humans think about it though. Traumatic.
So let's put that question on the Certified Fans page and just to see what normal humans are doing. You guys are way more normal than I am. Yeah, but let's are you still wearing masks? Like, unless you're required to, like, are you still wearing? Like, and if you are, like, where are you wearing them? Like, where what's your threshold? Typically, I wouldn't, if I didn't have to travel, I wouldn't have worn it to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. All right, Mom. Well, let's get to our quote for today.
Okay, it's from Alan Watts. The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. And if there is one thing in life that's certain, you know what they say, it's change.
Yeah.
And we do, we have to adapt to it. And I love the part where he says, and join the dance. You know, just try to, you know, get into the rhythm and the movement of the change and adapt and adjust and make it the best you can for you and your situation, you know, whatever it is. Because it's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. Change happens today. Change will happen tomorrow. We have to learn to adapt and just go with it. Go with it.
I'm glad this was a quote. By the way, my mom picks out the quotes. I don't know where they are before she says it. But I actually had a conversation, a very similar conversation about this weekend with a friend. Mm. And tell me this. One of my fears, because I think I have dealt with so much change in my life, right? Like my life turns upside down, or at least changes usually every, God, what, 2-3 years? This is, of course, sort of seems like I have a brand new life that I didn't have, you know, prior. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to a friend of mine who's also divorced, and I guess here's my question. Married people, and you can answer this because we talk a lot about change and being used to change and being, you know, things change all the time and nothing ever stays the same. Does that not make you very fearful about picking a partner in your life? Because it does for me. It makes me really uncomfortable knowing that, like, so many, like, who I am today, right? Think about who I am today, Mom. And think about who I was when I was 29.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Way different person. At 29, where was I living? I think I was probably in Phoenix. Maybe Phoenix, Tampa. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was living in Phoenix, Arizona, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say. What year was that? I was 20. No, I didn't move to Phoenix till 2013. So I was in Tampa. Okay. I guess it is 20. It doesn't matter. January.
It doesn't matter. Wherever you were, there you were.
Okay. But the point is, like, I live somewhere not where I live now, right?
Right.
I was, you know, I was a meat eater. I didn't really take care of my body that well. Mm-hmm. My interests were very different than they are, except for Nintendo. That's the only thing that's really carried through my whole entire life. That's the only consistent I've had in my life is Nintendo games, which actually that's kind of deep. I wonder if that's why I latch onto them, because it's like the only consistent I've had.
And Kiki.
Kiki, that's right. Kiki. So Kiki and Nintendo games. But other than that, my life is completely different than it was 10 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, married people, how do you digest that when literally everything is always changing?
Because,
Mom, who you married, the guy you married.
No, it's no, nothing like the guy he
not
is
that
today.
Guy.
No,
so how do you commit to a lifetime? And this is not me talking down about it. This is just me questioning it, because it's something I think about when I'm thinking about getting in a relationship. It's scary. Yes. It's scary because I've done it before and it didn't turn out so great.
Right.
So how, if everything's changing constantly, then how in the world do you feel confident with picking a partner and, like, going with it, knowing that you're going to be a completely different person than you are, and so are they?
Mm-hmm. Well, because I think that's what attracted me about this quote, joining the dance. It is a dance. I mean, you grow with someone, and you may not grow in the same direction, but when you love each other, you want that person to be who they are and to have and find their place in life, and you kind of find your place in life together. Because you will it to be. You want to be together and live your lives together. And so even though you're both constantly changing, and you know as well as anyone, your dad and I are very different people.
I think everyone listens to even one Friday episode of the show probably knows.
We're very different. We've always been very different. But honestly, that kind of makes it interesting. I think it might be boring to live with someone that had the same thoughts as I did and, you know,
what if it
was never confrontational or never challenging. And I think it might be. I don't know. I haven't had that type of relationship, obviously.
It sounds pretty peaceful.
But yeah, but you just, you know, if you love someone and they love you in return, then you grow through the changes together, whatever they may be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, my ex-wife didn't really subscribe to that.
No, she didn't.
It was different for her. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you the story that she told me, like, literally a week after we got married, that like she just decided that if she didn't want to be married anymore, she would just get divorced.
No, probably I've forgotten it.
Yeah, she literally. I can remember. You know, there's like certain moments in your life. I remember this. We're sitting at Moe's. Oh, Moe's is like a Southwest. It's a Chipotle, and she was literally sitting there. She was like, I kind of struggled after we got married. I started having like a lot of anxiety. I told her like, just seems crazy, like forever, right? And she's like, well, it's not really forever. If I just don't want to be married, y'all just get divorced. I was like, okay. Oh, so I guess she was right. I guess she kept her side of the bargain.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me also say for her, that was her life experience in her family.
Well, that's true too. Yeah.
You know, her parents were divorced.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, yours aren't. So it's different for you.
That's true.
The stakes are higher.
Sure.
But I don't think you can be fearful of having a relationship with someone because you may change in a way that they don't, or they may change into something that you don't
care for, or
whatever. You have to learn to accept each other for who you are.
I'm thinking
of one. That changes all the time.
Well, I'm thinking of one couple in particular, and we won't say any names here, but I just want you to think about it for a second. Mm-hmm. When they met, they were very similar, mm-hmm. and now they're very different, and that seems very stressful to me.
Hmm.
I don't know that I'd want to live a life with a partner that I had like nothing in common with when it came to my hobbies, my beliefs, my, you know.
Well, there's always common threads.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. The big four
was
coming up.
You're not wiggling out of ever having a relationship with me, kiddo.
No, I want a relationship, but I'm going into it with a different mindset this time. Maybe, and listen, it's so much easier to get married when you're 20s. You don't know anything. You don't have anything. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't like nothing, literally nothing matters. That's why you almost have to get married in your 20s, because after that you start questioning too much shit. You know what I mean? Like, you're almost young and dumb and you just go for it, and maybe it works out for you, maybe it doesn't, you know? Because then you turn 39 and a half and you're like,
well, just know, and you know this, no perfect time, no perfect person.
It's true.
No.
Okay. We're going to talk about something new today, and I'm actually really excited about this one because y'all know there's nothing more. If you haven't seen a common thread of our advertisers that we have, there's one common theme, which is like convenience is a huge thing for me, huge on convenience. Also, here's another thing. Y'all turning 40, less than 6 months, I'll be 40 years old, which is crazy. And my skincare routine has definitely changed in the last 5 years. I mean, literally 5 years ago, this is true. Like 35, like before I got divorced, I was not even washing my face.
No. What?
I didn't have a facial cleaner. I didn't do anything. So over the last couple of years, like with Bare and Bloom, they were a big one that we started working on skincare. I got a new one I want to introduce you to today. It's called Apostrophe. Apostrophe is brand new to the podcast. Excited to have them here. It's an online platform that connects you with a dermatologist from your home. And there's nothing more than I love than ending a sentence with from your home, right? To get customized treatment for your acne or whatever the skin thing is you're trying to work on. So you can get access to any kind of like oral or topical medications that are clinically proven to work on your acne or do you know, reduce dark spots and improve your skin, whatever it is you're thinking about. when it comes to your skin. Like with me, I'm just starting to get a little liney. You know what I mean?
His lines weren't,
they're not here like they were a couple of years ago. You know, like where this, you ever wake up and you're like, where'd that line come from? That's new.
Oh yeah, every day.
So
wait until you're 70.
That's like the things I'm thinking about when it comes to Apostrophe. It's great. You simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and your medical history, and you snap a few selfies, and then a board certified dermatologist is going to create an initial customized treatment plan for you. And then they have access to prescriptions if you need some for acne or for hormone. If you have hormonal issues with facial acne or things that go on with your, you got butt acne, they got that. They got that taken care of. Or they got back acne, and they can take care of that. Basically, whatever your skincare issues are, you can now do it from your home with Apostrophe. So got a special deal for you, by the way. You get $5 off at Got a special deal for you. You get your first visit for $5. $5 when you go to apostrophe.com/Kramer and use our code Kramer. That's a savings of $15, by the way. This code's only available for you. So use that code Kramer at apostrophe.com/Kramer. And to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Kramer to get started. Use our code Kramer. And then you'll get set up and you can do your first visit for just $5. And thank you to Apostrophe for being a part of our episode today. Also on the podcast, talking about convenience, Care of is back. Love Care of. It's awesome.
Oh, yes.
It is a subscription service that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. This has taken the guesswork out of my supplements, y'all. I love recommending Care of. I love Care of weeks. I love recommending this to you because we don't know what supplements we need. Let's be honest. Like, it would take you forever to try to figure it out. You can go see a naturopathic doctor if you want to. I've done that in the past with good results. I have nothing bad to say about that, but this is really taking the guesswork out of supplements. So whatever it is that you're trying to focus on when it comes to, like, how do you really want to feel this year? You know what I mean? How does your body feel? And then what I want you to do is go to takecareof.com. You'll take a quick in-depth quiz about your lifestyle, your health goals. And mine changes. I take this quiz probably at least twice a year. I need to do it again, actually. But if you want help with sleep, if you want help with recovery, if you want help, I'm trying to think of things I used to do that I don't do anymore. Oh, I was getting a protein supplement from them, which I don't get anymore because I've kind of moved away from like growing muscle. But yeah, so it just depends on whatever's going on with your life. It's awesome. And what happens, they're going to send you these little vitamin packs. And basically every day, all you have to do is open that little pack. It's plant-based. So that you don't have to worry about it being bad for the environment. You literally just pop those, you know, those supplements in you, and that's it. And you can customize it too. So like, it's not just, they're going to give you a list of recommendations of what they're going to put in your little pill pack. And then if you want to add something else, cool. If you want to remove something, that's cool too. I think it's a great service, especially if you're like, I want to get healthier, but I'm not quite sure which supplements to take. It's a great service. Happy they're back. You can go to it's 50% off, by the way. Whenever you do your very first month of it, of Care of, it's 50% off. So if you've never done it before, it's a new year, you want to feel better, takecareof.com. Enter the promo code Kramer50. Takecareof.com and enter the promo code Kramer50 for 50% off your first order at Care of. All right, certified fans. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Really appreciate you. These are people that contribute just a few bucks a month. It's $6. Hope it doesn't seem like a big financial burden for you, but for us, it's massive, right? Because enough of you guys chip in to where I don't have to worry about paying the podcast bills. And that's really big for me. So thank you for being a part. By the way, all contributions from certified fans, that money goes 100% to the podcast. We don't take any of that. I do take some of the advertising money sometime, but most of the money is just sitting in a bank account. just paying bills off. That's all we're doing. We're just paying bills. Maybe you'll consider it. You're going to get some bonus content from doing it. We do need a few more people this month. That'd be awesome. Maybe you'll join us by texting the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8, fans to 888-Kramer-8. And that'd be amazing if you support our show in the new year. One thing you do get when you join is you get an episode dedicated to you. I told you this week I was going to try to have the real sound effects app. I don't. Maybe in February. That's my new goal by February. Certified fan of today. I spun the wheel. It's certified fan number 38. 38 is our certified fan of the day. And yay! I'm happy for this one.
Mm.
This is one of my favorite people. Oh. I mean that. This really is. B-Cat Rose. B-Cat R, I should say. B-Cat R. B-Cat, you have... I remember you. I don't remember the first exchange you and I had. She's from San Diego. And... has been a supporter literally of mine. Her and I just like, we just like clicked. We just clicked. And I've never met B-Cat in real life. And we probably talk on social media once a quarter. She's got a beautiful baby and just a lovely person. Always been a big supporter. Just, you know, you meet somebody, you're like, that's a great human right there.
Mm.
That's how I feel with B-Cat. So this episode, I'm so happy to do this. I don't think we've dedicated this. I don't think you've gotten your episode dedicated to you.
No,
B-Cat.
She hasn't. I would remember that name.
I just wanted to say thank you for all that you do. And thank you for supporting me specifically. And thank you for supporting this podcast specifically for a long time now, since probably 2015, 2016, whenever we met. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So thankful for you. This episode is dedicated to you, Mom. Let's give B-Cat a whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop to B-Cat from California. Yes. Grateful for you. Love you.
Love you, love you, love you. If you'd like to join us, text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And we need three people this month. I think we can do it. It's only the 9th, so I think we still got some time.
Hmm.
I don't know the schedule for this week. My goal is, and here's the reason I say I don't know the schedule. I really base our schedules off of advertisers, right? Of like who, when, where, to make sure we're doing what we need to do to keep our advertisers happy. I don't handle our advertisers. So that's Jeff's company handles all the advertisers. And a lovely woman named Karen does it. And in a perfect my world, to make my life easiest possible, because keep in mind, we have Monday off next week, right, for MLK Day. So what I would like to see happen this week, which I don't know is going to happen, is we'll have an episode today, right, full episode, and then we'll have a full episode tomorrow, and then I won't see you guys again until Wednesday of next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. The rationale here is we'd give advertisers one full week, right, of, you know, it's 2 days this week, 3 days next week. That's technically 1 week. But I don't know if that's going to work. So you're either going to get that or you're going to get some mini mama's boys towards the end of the week, and we'll see how it goes. So keep you posted by tomorrow's show. Hopefully I should know because then I'm leaving. Okay, Mom, anything else for you today?
I think that's it. I hope everyone has a great week.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend. You know, this was chemo one weekend for us, and I think it went better than we had expected. And so we're glad to be through almost the first week one of it. And so we've had a leisurely, relaxing weekend. It's been nice.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, I love you. We'll do it again tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
All right, it's time for our Mental Health Monday segment. In case you're new to our podcast, this is where Leah Aguirre, who is a fantastic therapist out of San Diego, comes on our podcast, and her and I happen to be friends. And we just talk about mental health stuff. Anything you might talk about with a therapist, we talk about it here. All right, the only word I can use to describe it is lost. And even when I said this, you seemed confused by the term.
I seem lost by the term lost.
Yeah. Well, has nobody ever walked into your office, Leah, and said, I feel lost in life?
No. People usually come with an agenda, with like I want to work on this thing. It's usually not, can we address my feeling of loss, of being lost? It's usually something very specific and very focused, usually.
So I put this on.
By the way,
Yeah, what did you flush your toilet? What just happened?
That's my dishwasher.
Number one podcast in the country. We're on the
dishwasher. Should I turn it
on
off?
The toilet? No, it's fine. It's fine. People expect this to be a janky podcast. It does. I was gonna say, no one expects this podcast to be good. It's okay. We crossed that barrier. So okay, let me because I put this on social media. I was in Tulum and I.
Oh, like, yeah, you're in Tulum.
Idea of just feeling lost, like, kept coming up. And I felt it for a while. But when life slowed down for a minute, I was kind of reflecting, I guess. And lost is the best way I can describe it. So I posted this whole post on social media talking about how I feel lost. And I got a lot of comments. And a lot of people, what always happens with these mental health posts is, you know, there's comments on the front side. But it's really the comments and the DMs that are really interesting. And obviously not sharing any names, but a lot of people said about the same thing, is that they just feel off. So let me do my best I can to describe loss to you.
Okay.
Lost, the feeling that I'm having right now is that everything is fine. You know, I'm not like, oh, nothing feels like it's lacking. Maybe my romantic life, but nothing really feels like it's lacking. It just feels like I might be heading down the wrong path, or the path that I'm heading down doesn't necessarily feel as natural as it did before. So I'm going, things are going fine. It's, and I'm not like, I like my job, you know, I'm still transitioning, I would say, getting used to living here, but, you know, family life's great. There's nothing that's inherently like, you know, typically it's like, oh my gosh, I lost my job and now I gotta, you know, figure that out. There's nothing I feel like to figure out right now.
Right.
I just feel, my life almost feels unnatural.
Okay.
That's the best way I can describe it. It's hard, but I feel lost. I feel lost in my own life. And I guess there's a lot of people that feel the same way. So we're turning.
You feel like you're on autopilot? Is that kind of what you're like?
What I'm doing doesn't feel bad. It just doesn't feel right. Okay. Does that make sense now? So I don't feel like it's I hate my job. Oh, I hate my relationship. Oh, I hate this. Because I've been in those moments before where I'm like, wow, I am like not doing, or I don't like doing this. There's nothing in my life that feels that way right now. I just feel like it's not connecting. It's not feeling like, there feels like there's nothing to fix right now,
yeah.
But it doesn't feel right.
Do you feel like you have meaning and purpose right now?
Other than work, not really.
So that could be part of it. I think when we're not feeling like we have a sense of purpose or fulfillment, because I know you're a spiritual person, so maybe it's like not feeling as connected to your spirituality, or maybe, you know, I mean, you are adjusting and transitioning to this new like city. I know it's not new, but now everything's opened up, right? It's like kind of back to normal.
I mean, it still feels like a transition. I still, when it comes to living here, though, I still feel like I'm in transition.
Yeah, so that makes sense to me. I mean, because you're still figuring out neighborhoods and you're meeting people and finding community. And that's something that doesn't happen overnight. And especially when things were shut down for a while, you couldn't meet anyone or really like check out everything. And so it becomes, I think that might be part of it. I think too, when things are just kind of coasting, we tend to feel like we need a little bit more, or there's like, if the day's super monotonous or our lives are super monotonous, it's hard sometimes to feel like we're doing something that's bigger than us. And that's been important for a lot of us, like our faith and spirituality. It doesn't have to be religion, just even like feeling like connected to other people, feeling like there's a bigger purpose, feeling like we have something
okay,
to offer.
Hang on. This is going somewhere, because like the radio show is fine. Ratings are great. But sometimes I'm like, who cares? Who cares? That's so funny you mentioned that, because everything, I've been in a state that's been so gotta fix. And now there's really been no new projects. I mean, I've had nothing new that I've really done in 2.5 years. And I think monotony may be kicking in now that you're saying this. And it makes me wonder, like, does this matter? Like, does this radio show matter? Like, should I be doing something else bigger and better? And like, I'm not even talking about like a different, you know, station or city, but it's just more of like, does this?
Well, I'm in a field where it's all about connecting to other people and providing support and serving others. So I'm in a very unique position where I do feel like my work has a whole lot of meaning all the time. And it's actually something that becomes kind of challenging. So then I'll like numb out with like trashy reality television shows, like for 2 hours after work, not every day, but often. But I think for a lot of folks, they don't have jobs that have that. And it's not like they always hate their jobs or people are miserable. It's just, it pays the bills. It's easy. You check in, you check out, you go to work, you come, you know, you go home. And I do think we need more to life than just work. And I think, or even just the day to day, even if you have kids, you know, kids in a family, we need a little bit more. So like setting a personal goal. I mean, I think me running has been helpful in having something I'm aspiring to do, challenging myself in a very different way. It's given me a sense of purpose, right? And I honestly don't plan on running another half marathon ever again. This is like a bucket list thing, but it does give me something like a sense of purpose. And I feel fulfilled when I'm getting closer. And it's something that I'm looking ahead to and feeling proud of. And so I think we need something that gives us a sense of purpose or gives us that sense of fulfillment. And it doesn't have to be like altruistic or necessarily like where you're volunteering or anything, but like maybe like challenging yourself by learning a new skill or planning for a trip or a new experience or taking on a new hobby, or you're like, okay, I need to reconnect to my faith. Like that really helps me, or I need a community. So you join a recreational like league or something of that nature. And so I think it's important to look to like our lives and kind of, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of like, go, like, what's the word? Like I'm like pull back, like what's the, oh my gosh, this is Sunday. Well, it's Monday, but it's Sunday. Well,
again, nobody expects perfection in this podcast.
What were you saying? When you like, kind of like pull back, like, and look at your life and being like, what can I add to give me something?
Well, that's interesting because I do feel like I've kind of been doing the exact same thing now for about 2.5 years, you know, not much has really changed, which is not like me. And maybe that's it. Maybe I just feel like I feel like my body's telling me, hey, something needs to grow here. Like we've been doing the same thing over and over and over every single day, basically, you know, for a long time. But I never thought about the fact of maybe it's like my body's wanting more. Maybe it's not, something's wrong. Cause I'm sitting over here like, what's wrong? You know, like, but nothing seems wrong. But the fact of maybe it's the, okay, my body, my life, my spirit, my whatever needs more than I'm giving it right now.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's like you're a real therapist.
It's like I actually know something sometimes.
It's like you just changed my life, Leah. And thank you for having
me. I'm here for every Monday, changing lives. Just kidding.
I've heard though that if you buy Leah's book, your life will be changed. Are we still plugging the book? What do you want to plug today?
We can plug the book.
Let's plug the book. It's a great stocking stuffer for
your teenager or for a parent who wants support with teens. So my book, The Girl's Guide to Relationship Sexuality Consent, is available for purchase on Amazon, Target, and Barnes & Noble. You can also check it out on my Instagram page where I list all of my things.
You can't say check it out without me laughing. I don't know if you've noticed, if you listened to this segment, you know, at the end of it, Leah always says, so check it out. I don't even know why that started, but now the segment doesn't.
It's like what radio personalities say, and I'm trying to embody that when I'm on this. Like I'm trying to shift and
no, I see that you're trying to do my job, and I should probably try to do your job. Imagine me as a therapist; it'd be terrible.
Oh God, you'd be like, get over it. Why are you so sensitive?
I think I'd be so anxious the whole time. Like, oh my God, that is terrible.
Like, maybe you do have cancer. Maybe you should be spiraling. Actually, like, let's
we should Google this.
Let's go on WebMD together.
All right. Where's the book, Leah? Sorry, we got sidetracked. Just don't say check it out until the very end. Well, Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Target, and a lot of big bookstores. And you can find my social media page on or at Hurt Your Empowerment. I link all my things like the website, the book page, all that stuff. So check it out.
Shout out to Cozy Earth. If you do not have a set of Cozy Earth sheets on your bed, you are making a massive mistake because we give you luxury sheets for 40% off. I think 40% off, like this is a, first off, you know, I love my Cozy Earth sheets. And if you've not heard me brag about these things, you need to listen to this really closely. I've never slept on softer sheets than Cozy Earth sheets. And I mean that. And I, right before Cozy Earth came on as a sponsor, I just bought some nice sheets and I was like, man, why didn't I wait? Thinking that they'd be similar. And then I got some Cozy Earth sheets and I'm like, dang, these are so much better. Why didn't I get these in the first place? They're so good, y'all. Cozy Earth sheets are made out of bamboo. They've been a longtime sponsor of ours. So we've had a lot of people that have gone out and bought Cozy Earth sheets. I hope that you'll, you know, remember this. And I know I said this last week, but for sure, this is their last week on our podcast. So I want to make sure you get this 40% off. Literally everything Cozy. We're talking robes, towels, blankets, clothing for men, clothing for women, and of course, the sheets. The sheets are like the OG way in, though. That's like the go-to. Oprah's favorite thing now, 4 years in a row from Cozy Earth. Go check out and see what you can get at CozyEarth.com. Coupon code is Kramer40. Kramer40 for 40% off. You get a 100-night sleep guarantee and a 10-year warranty. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Kramer40.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right. Well, I hope this has been a relatable podcast. I hope you were able to take something from this. And if I'm turning into a weird, unrelatable person, please let me know. Enjoy your Monday, and we'll do this again tomorrow.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.